From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. In response to increased mass shootings across the country, a Utah Democrat is pushing expanded background checks on all gun sales. Representative Brian King's bill would require background checks on all firearm transfers, including sales at gun shows and between private owners. Kate Hinckley is with the Utah chapter of Moms Demand Action. Her sister was killed in the 2007 shooting at Trolley Square in Salt Lake.
This isn't a red issue or a blue issue. This is a life or death issue about keeping our families safe, and that is something all Utahns can agree on.
King ran a similar bill earlier this year, but it was one of about a dozen gun control bills that never got a hearing in the Republican-controlled legislature. State Representative Phil Lyman says he plans to file a bill in the upcoming legislative session to bring more state dollars to rural counties. The proposed law will require the Utah Department of Transportation to spend more money on infrastructure in those places.
To me, that's probably the biggest thing that you could do to help rural counties is improve their roads and do what you can to get them lower gas prices.
The Republican represents the southeastern corner of the state. He says the legislation is needed in part because a new tax reform law passed last week will hurt his constituents more than others.
Because you're not getting the benefit of the lower income tax rate, you are getting the penalty of the higher gas taxes, and everybody's going to be paying sales tax on their food.
Lyman says he also plans to file legislation related to the use and control of public lands to benefit poor rural counties. A second citizens referendum has been filed against a tax reform bill the legislature passed in a special session last week. A citizens group called The People's Right plans to pay for signature gathering in order to repeal the tax reform bill. It would require more than 115,000 signatures from registered voters to get on the ballot. A separate referendum being pushed by a former GOP lawmaker was filed yesterday. The groups are looking to repeal a law passed last week that expands sales taxes, including on food and gas, while lowering the income tax rate. The University of Utah, Utah State University, and Utah Valley University are among the top 100 colleges and universities with the most online students in 2018. That's according to recently released federal data. Among the higher ed institutions in the Beehive State, Utah State University had the highest online enrollment at nearly 14,000. The University of Utah and Utah Valley University saw the biggest increases in online students, more than 30% between 2015 and 2018. A national bipartisan working group looking into student-athlete compensation had its first meeting. Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah and Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut have taken the lead on this issue. In September, the California governor signed a law that allows college athletes at institutions there to hire agents and make money from endorsements. Romney says having different laws in each state could complicate colleges' recruitment process.
So I think there probably needs to be some kind of national standard or series of guidelines, although at this stage, I don't know what those will look like.
The group was formed last month. It's also getting input from the NCAA. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.